Why do you think that studying South African history is important for English students? What does it offer, for example, to an understanding of Britain or British identity?
Well, perhaps I'd focus on a few points. The first is that Britain colonized South Africa, Southern Africa as a whole, except for, of course, the areas that Portugal and Germany initially colonized. And particularly South Africa was a very important part of British imperial history. At one time, it supplied Britain with its single most valuable colonially produced commodity, gold. In that respect, it was particularly important, but it was also very important in the British Empire as a whole in relation to the routes to India. And so I think it's essential in understanding British history. And for me, imperial history is an integral part of British history. It is not separate. It is part of how the British nation identity, popular culture was constructed. But I think there's another angle that is worth exploring. For us in the contemporary world, issues of identity and race are very important. Resolving the legacy of racial discrimination, of slavery, and of colonial racism are a central issue in our societies in Europe, and of course, still in places like South Africa and the United States, former colonial societies. And South Africa does provide a very significant vantage point, almost a unique vantage point. Some of the most extreme versions of racial segregation were developed there. We need to understand that and their legacy and how they were overcome. But it was also, perhaps in a way, a laboratory around which debates took place in the British Empire as a whole. And the comparison was often made with the United States, how you deal with diversity in society. And I think that it's instructive in that way. South Africa is also an important example where there hasn't been a partition. So the old National Party tried to partition South Africa, and in decolonizing some places like Ireland, like Palestine, like India, Britain, to cope with local forces, partitioned. And South Africa determinedly, the African National Congress in particular, determinedly campaigned against that. And a single country was secured.
Well, I never thought about that, actually, about it, the fact that it wasn't partitioned. And I've got like 100 questions racing through my mind now. It's really, really good point. I think it's such an important part of history. As William said, like in this age of we're talking and thinking about identity a lot more and talking about race a lot more too. The history of South Africa is a powerful way to learn about race, particularly because the students actually learn how it's constructed in that context as well. And it really hones in that point that race is a construct. It's not something that's biological or real. It's something that is created. And I think it's a great way for them to learn about that, but also about how it becomes a powerful unifying force as well. We're looking at things like Black consciousness. We're looking at the wave of decolonization in the 70s as well, and how that inspires people within South Africa too. And I think it's a really important part of history to learn. And that's not just for teachers who are teaching students in classrooms that are predominantly Black. I think it's important for all students to learn that. And equally, I think one of the really quite powerful things about South African history is it challenges that narrative of progress. So the Nazis were evil, we'll never repeat anything like a racialized society like that. We'll set up institutions and global civil society like the United Nations to be a check to power and this wave of liberalism against communism and everything. And I think South Africa really does quite a lot in the history to expose that, to expose the limits of that in terms of you have the Universal Declaration of Human Rights coming out of the Second World War. Why didn't that apply to people within South Africa? So I think it's good for asking those questions, for getting students to think about society and question the effects of these institutions, which I think is ultimately a very democratic way of learning, to critique and think and reflect.